Wrestling with siblings, what's
yeah,
up?
Yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah. In the state.
Yeah, yeah.
Life is a fight, so I gotta get right.
Right.
Can't have my back on the ropes.
Never.
This for my sister and bro. I swear that we'll make it, that's
yeah,
all that we hope.
Like
it's stone cold. Get hit with a son of, that's all that she wrote. The world that we live in has made me cutthroat. I started rapping about life just to cope. Now I spit fire like Ricky Steamboat. Yeah. Straight from the bottom, got so much to gain. I had to grind just to build on my name. People call me champ, I'm feeling like Dwayne. I let it smack down, here comes the pain.
Here comes the pain.
Welcome to a brand new episode of Wrestling with Siblings. I'm your host, Araceli, and this is my co-host, Armando.
Hi, guys. I'm Armando. Welcome to Wrestling with Siblings. We're happy to say we're back. We've been gone a couple weeks, but hey, you know what? We're back. We have a normal life like everybody else. You know, just bear with us, and we'll bring out the bangers.
And this is the very first SmackDown review we do in a long, long time. It's been years since we've actually touched a SmackDown review, and I'm very, very excited to start off today's show with Imperium versus Ricochet and Braun Strowman. I think this is one of those tag teams that you look at it at first and you're like, this is really weird. Why would you partner these two together? But it actually works.
It does. You know, and we've, you know, from what we, our experience that we've learned, those odd tag teams are always the ones that end up working together. You know, and they end up being great and they end up being a tag team. Do I like this tag team? I do. You got the power and you got the speed both combined. But again, they're being tested against probably one of the best tag teams right now, or one of the best duos in the WWE, which is Imperium, man. They were very, very, very tough opponents, so it was going to be a great way to put Braun Strowman and Ricochet to the test.
And you have to keep in mind, right off the bat, Imperium has the advantage. Why? They have Gunther right at ringside with them to help them out and guide them through this process. But at the same time, Imperium is at the biggest disadvantage because they've never faced the partnership of Ricochet and Braun Strowman. So they don't know what to expect going into this match. And like Armando said, the most odd tag teams are the best ones. And I think this tag team is a very dangerous tag team. And if I were the Usos, I would be paying very, very close attention to this tag team.
Yeah, definitely. And I think both tag teams are a huge threat. I'm leaning more toward Imperium because they've been together more since down their NXT days and they know each other more better than Ricochet and Braun Strowman. But definitely, I mean, if you're the Usos, I think this is one of the teams you got to watch on. And not only that, the SmackDown division is, tag team division is pretty fire. They're pretty stacked up. I mean, you got, you know, now you got Sheamus and Drew McIntyre. You know, you got the Brawling Brutes. You know, you got the Viking Raiders.
Yes.
Now you got Imperium and Braun and Ricochet. So, I mean, the SmackDown Tag Team Division is starting to shape up very, very good. And I think the Usos are going to have a lot of work to do. And
you can't forget the Lotharios. The Lotharios are also a part of the SmackDown Tag Team Division. And I don't even know if there'll be any Usos after what we saw at the Rumble and what we've seen ever since then. I don't even know if we're going to have Undisputed Tag Team Champions going into the Elimination Chamber. We don't know. But both the Raw and the SmackDown Tag Team Divisions are fully, fully stacked with some of the best tag teams in the world.
And not only that, but if any of the anybody's going for their tag titles, this is the opportunity to do it. Right? Why? Because the Usos are split, pretty much. There's tension between them. They don't know what's going on with Jay. So there's stuff going on in between the bloodline. So if anybody wants to take down the Usos, I think the time to do it is right now. And I think this is perfect timing for any of the tag teams that challenge. They're not on the same page.
100% agree with you on that one. This is the opportunity. This is the opportunity of a lifetime. Take advantage of it. If you are a tag team, this is your chance to finally dethrone the Usos.
And I believe this was also the qualifying match to see who was going to face the Usos for the tag team championship as well, too.
I don't recall, so I'm not going to speak on it. But let's move on to Sonya Deville versus Charlotte Flair for the SmackDown Women's Championship. You got to give credit to Sonya Deville. She went up there and she gave Charlotte a run for her money. And I don't think Charlotte went into this match as prepared as she normally would be. I think we're seeing a completely different side of Sonya Deville. She's more determined. She's hungry. She knows what she wants and she knows exactly how she's going to get it. But I think Sonya's biggest disadvantage was her frustration. I think it was that she went in and she knew what the odds were and how she was going to get there. But she let the frustration get the best of her into this match with Charlotte Flair.
I gotta agree with you on that. I gotta give it up to Sonya, not only for that match she did, but she's also playing her cards very well. What does she do? She goes and she targets the champion. She knows that if she gets under the champion skin, what's gonna happen? She's eventually gonna give her an opportunity, and that's exactly what Charlotte Flair did. Smart, smart strategy. She was tired of waiting in line because who knows when she was gonna get another opportunity. So what does she do? She goes up and she's like, you know what? I'm gonna go after Charlotte Flair, and I'm gonna create my own opportunity because that's what I have to do. And sure enough, that's what she did. And look, she's one step closer to not becoming champion, but getting her opportunity.
Charlotte Flair, she already got her opportunity. This was for the SmackDown Women's Championship. I don't think Charlotte Flair was prepared for her. Why? Because for a big part of this match, Charlotte Flair was not dominating. Usually, you're used to seeing Charlotte carry the match. She dominates, she dominates, she dominates, she dominates. And as soon as she's able to finish it, that's when she decides to do it. In this case, Sonya Deville kept her down for like a good maybe 80 to 85% of this match. And then Charlotte was finally like, okay, I have to figure out how I'm going to beat Sonya Deville. And she puts her into the figure eight, and that's how she ends up beating her. She made her tap, and she knew that the only way she was going to beat Sonya Deville was to make her tap. Why? Because if she tried to pin her, Sonya Deville was not going to give up that easily.
Yeah, and not only that, Charlotte Flair was smart about it. She's like, you know what? Sonya Deville is going to eventually screw up at one point. Her frustration is going to get the best of her. And sure enough, that's exactly what she did. That's why Charlotte Flair is where she is at, because she picks on those opportunities and she knows when to capitalize, and she was waiting for that opportunity. And sure enough, that's what ended up happening. So very, very impressive win by Charlotte.
And I also think Charlotte wasn't fully there. Again, we just found out on Monday that Rhea Ripley, the Women's Royal Rumble winner, will be challenging Charlotte Flair at WrestleMania. And I can almost guarantee you that Charlotte's head was at WrestleMania and how she's going to beat Rhea Ripley for her to retain her championship at Mania.
And not only that, Charlotte Flair has only had a couple matches since she came back. So she came back a couple weeks ago. This is, if I'm not mistaken, maybe like her, what, third match, maybe?
Yeah.
So she's about starting to get back into the flow again. And again, you know, someone from like Sonya Deville that has been in the active roster for the past couple of months, it's going to get to you. So I think once Charlotte Flair starts getting into the role of getting back into the ring, then I think that's going to be a whole different Charlotte.
100% agree with you on that one. Let's move on to the Viking Raiders versus the Brawling Brutes. Again, the SmackDown tag team division is fire right now. They have some of the best tag teams, and not only the SmackDown side, but we have the Street Profits over on the right side. We have a great division right now. And right off the bat, Ivar goes to work. He is not wasting a single second. Why? He knows there's opportunity coming sometime soon.
And not only that, they're trying to take advantage of the situation too. You know, this is probably one of the most aggressive tag teams that I've seen in a while. The Viking Raiders, they're going to be a serious threat to any tag team that's out there. And you know, I think they're just trying to make a name for themselves out there. They're not a new tag team, but now they got, you know, Sarah Logan on their corner. So I think that's an extra motivation. And the numbers game, it doesn't matter who it is. We've seen it with Judgment Day, with Bria. They always play a huge factor. So I think this is another team that they got to watch out for.
And we have the Brawling Brutes on the other corner. I mean, come on now. This is a tag team that when you look at them, you're just like, they just work so well together. They went in very, very prepared. But again, I think they underestimated what the actual Viking Raiders are able to do. We've seen them since they came back and how strong and powerful they have been. However, they haven't faced somebody of this caliber, and I think they had to go an extra mile to be able to beat them, especially now without having Sheamus by them side. They've been having Sheamus over the last, what, year or so? Yeah. Now they saw themselves at a disadvantage because they had Sarah and they had nobody there to support them.
Yeah, you know, like you said, the disadvantage of not having Sheamus there, their mentor, that, you know, he was their motivation as well too. But I would like to see when they end up facing Drew McIntyre and Sheamus, how they're going to act. Are they still going to be friends? Or, you know, at the end of the day, it's competition in the ring. And, you know, let's see which of the tag teams wins.
All right, let's move on to the Elimination Chamber qualifier match. We have Shotzi versus Zelina Vega versus Natalya versus Shayna Baszler. Let me tell you right off the bat, everybody starts to target my girl Zelina Vega, and I am not a fan of that. I do not like that. I think they saw her as the biggest threat, and they went right after her. Why? Because she was out there, Hurricanrana people, she was out there going after every single one of those women, and they all came after her, and they knew that the biggest threat in that match was Zelina Vega, and I am not happy about the fact that everybody ganged up on her to take her out.
That's not cool from any of the superstars, but you know what? I don't blame them also. If that was their strategy, you eliminate the biggest threat, and that's what they did. You know, and it sucks because I think Zelina, if they wouldn't have done that strategy, I think Zelina would have gone all the way.
I know, definitely,
but again, the numbers gang, and they gained up on her, and they're like, oh, you know what? We're going to just take her out.
I firmly believe that she would have gone all the way if it wasn't because they all literally went after her. Zelina, I think people underestimate Zelina Vega. You look at her and you're just like, she's small. She's not the type of typical wrestler that you would see. But she has what it takes. And trust me, within the next year, Zelina Vega will be champion. Mark my words, she's extremely talented. No matter what you put her up against, whether you have her be a manager, whether you have her as an announcer, no matter what you have her doing, Zelina Vega kills it every single time. And I gotta give props to Zelina because I think in this match, she was the star of the entire match.
Not only that, she's everything that you said, which, you know, I agree with you 100%, but she's got one thing that she is gonna take her to the next step. And that is what? That is this, her brain. She is smart. She is always thinking ahead of the game and see how she's gonna get the advantage over everybody. And I think that's gonna play a huge, huge difference. Not only in matches like this, but on her way towards the championship opportunity, which I think she should get. You know, I mean, she did a fantastic job when she became Queen of the Ring. You know, I think she's ready for the next step, and I think she's going to do big things. But her mentality and her always being ahead of the game in the ring and outside of the ring, it's going to play a huge part, and she's going to be a step ahead of everyone.
Not only Queen of the Ring, but she was tag team champions with Carmella. So she is there. She is there. You'll always catch us at an event repping Zelina Vega, so we'll always be there, but I think she's really underestimated, and I think everybody in this match knew exactly how big of a threat Zelina was, and they capitalized on it, and they took her out, and that was the reason why Natalya was able to go on. But I agree with what you said earlier, would they have not taken her out, she would have gone all the way, and she would be on her way to Canada right now to go be a part of this match to get an opportunity at the championship.
And not only that, Natalya used her experience in this match. She kind of was just like playing possum here and there. And then as soon as, again, she saw the opportunity, she capitalized and she was able to get the win. So I think the experience was a huge factor of being in this business for so long.
And Shotzi. You also have to give credit to Shotzi. We know Shotzi's a star. We know she goes out there and every single time performs. But I think she wasn't prepared for all of them at the exact same time. I mean, we've seen her be in different matches, but I think she went in and she was like, you know what? I'm going to go in and I'm going to easily get a pin. And that wasn't the case. She had to go to three other competitors. And in this case, again, the experience of Natalya, who let everybody do the work. She took out who she had to take out and then capitalized on her perfect opportunity for her to be able to win and punch her ticket to the Elimination Chamber.
Another thing too, Shayna Baszler too. I think, you know, she was too focused on what Natalya was going to do and seeking some revenge. So she wasn't fully focused as there too. So I think that was also another factor in this match because, Shayna's just a powerhouse. We've seen what she could do in the Elimination Chambers before. And I think today she just wasn't all there because, like we said, she was too worried about what Natty was going to do as far as revenge and stuff.
Shayna single-handedly took out every single person in that match. And at that point, I was like, oh my god. Like, this might literally be the person that goes into the chamber. And keep in mind, would she have gone into the chamber, she would probably be the person with the biggest advantage going into that match. However, all of them knew that if they were able to take her out or keep her down long enough, they were going to have a shot at this match. And that's exactly what they did in Natalya. Took advantage of it, and she was able to punch her ticket to the Elimination Chamber. All right, let's move on to the Bloodline. This is probably the hottest storyline going on right now, and everybody was looking forward to see what was going to happen next with the Bloodline and Sami Zayn. And, of course, Jay, who turned on the entire bloodline.
Did he really turn, or is he just like really upset of the entire situation, or he didn't know what to do as far as his friend Sami Zayn as well? Because keep in mind, he stood up for Sami, and he pretty much stood up to Roman and was like, you know what, this guy has given up, you know, his life, he's made sacrifices for us, and, you know, he pretty much made him look innocent in front of Roman Reigns, and for Sami Zayn to pretty much betray Jay like that. So I don't know where Jay stands in this entire situation.
He stuck out his neck for Sami Zayn, and I think Sami did too in a lot of different ways. And I think it was just extremely unexpected for Jay, but at the exact same time, I don't blame him, because Jay was in the exact position that Sami was in at the Rumble 2 years ago. So I think when he saw what Sami did to Roman, he kind of thought about it and was kind of like, that was me 2 years ago. Until Jimmy finally came in. And I think it just, he was confused. We don't really know what's happening yet. The bloodline can't find Jay. They can't communicate with him. They don't know where he is. They don't know what he's doing. But this is interesting. Very, very interesting. Because what happens with those undisputed tag team titles now?
And not only that, it's like, what is Jay going to do? You know, I feel that he doesn't agree with what Roman is doing, with Roman going back and forth between both shows and having, you know, the bloodline attacking everybody and stuff like that. So I think, you know, Jay is starting to get to that, you know, to where like, okay, you know what? This isn't right. This isn't what the bloodline stands for, you know. And number two, I think Sami Zayn grew on him. I think Sami Zayn grew on him. At first, keep in mind, Jay did not like him, and he did whatever he could to, like, not have Sami Zayn in the bloodline. And I think as time went by and Sami Zayn took bullets for them, he kind of grew on him. So I think he was kind of, like, disappointed, and I think he opened up his eyes at the Rumble and was like, oh, damn, this is what the bloodline has become. This is not who we are. And I think that's where he's standing right now as far as, like, he's confused. He doesn't know if to take Roman's side or to do the right thing.
I agree with you on that one, but we also have to put ourselves in Sami Zayn's shoes. Sami Zayn has history with Kevin Owens, and he's had history since him, since as far as I can remember, since before they were even in NXT. And when you put him in a situation where he has to choose between his family, the bloodline, or his friend, who has basically become like family to him since they started their career, I'm not entirely surprised that Sami Zayn made the right decision going into this. I think we have yet to hear from Kevin Owens, so I think that's going to be very, very interesting to see. But Sami Zayn is probably the most over wrestler right now, and he goes out and he challenges Roman Reigns to the championship at the Elimination Chamber. Now, this is where you put WWE in a predicament, because we know that Cody Rhodes won the Rumble. We know he is guaranteed a match, the main event match, mm-hmm. at WrestleMania. You have Sami Zayn, who is, again, I just said it 30 seconds ago, he is the most over superstar in the WWE right now. That pop in that stadium when he hit Roman with that chair, you had to be there.
It was loud.
Probably one of the loudest pops you'll ever hear in the history, is now going to challenge Roman Reigns in his hometown in Canada for the Undisputed Championship. You're gonna have Sami lose? What direction does WWE go in now? Because now you're putting them in a situation where they're going to have to decide.
And not only that, you're also stuck in the situation where, what do you do with Kevin Owens? He's going to have to come out and help Sami Zayn after Sami Zayn pretty much betrayed the bloodline. And Kevin Owens is not going to forget that. So for sure, he's going to come out and help him out. And what if Jay comes out and he betrays Roman Reigns and joins, exactly, you know, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn because of what Roman is doing? So it's like, now what do you do? Jay's in the middle. Now you have Kevin Owens. Is it going to be, you know, now the numbers game are even on both sides. If Jay decides to go and join Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. So it's going to be very, very interesting. Keep in mind, Roman hasn't lost and he hasn't faced Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn infiltrated the Bloodline, so he knows all the weaknesses. He knows how to get to Roman. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. Maybe Jay wants an opportunity. You know, and this is his opportunity to get back to at Roman because of everything he did and all the humiliation he put him through. Who knows? We'll see how it goes.
I'm telling you, this is probably one of the hardest decisions going into a WrestleMania that WWE is going to have to make. Like, do you just have Kevin Owens get involved and then it becomes a triple threat at Mania? Or what? You can't just screw Sammy and not give him an opportunity later on. Like, you cannot do that. But also, he cannot just lose in his hometown. Now, he can, because the heat that Roman is going to get when he beats Sami Zayn is going to be out of this world. We saw what happened at the Rumble. We saw the chants that were started. This, even I'm in a predicament where I don't even know what's going to happen next, and I am invested.
Keep in mind, I agree with you. Sammy cannot lose in his hometown. If he wins, the pop, the reaction you are going to get is going to be off the hook. But again, keep in mind, you know, every time someone gets an opportunity in their hometown, they always end up losing. So just keep that in mind as well. But like we're saying, if Sami Zayn ends up doing the impossible and ends up winning, the pop he is going to get in the arena is going to be ridiculous. Now you're stuck between, do we have Sami Zayn and Cody Rhodes at Mania? And, you know, what do you do? You know, what about the tag team titles? You know, the tag team titles also, if Sami loses, then I would have him go all the way down to face the Usos with Kevin Owens for the titles. And, you know, that's probably the tag team that's going to dethrone the Usos, Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. You know, down in my mind, I think that if he doesn't win, they're going to dethrone the Usos for sure.
That's also a possibility. That's another route that you can go. But at the same time, you're stuck in the same predicament. Because at the end of the day, Sammy's going to have to take a loss. Whether it is disqualification, whether it is pinfall, submission, no matter what it is, you're going to have to give that loss to Sami Zayn. And the amount of heat the Bloodline is going to get is going to be ridiculous. But I'm invested. Let us know in the comments below what you guys think is going to happen going into the Elimination Chamber. Because at this point, we're hooked.
Yeah, I think we're hooked. Everybody's hooked. And like Araceli said, let us know in the comments below, what do you think should happen? Who do you think, if Sami Zayn wins, do you think he should be the one going against Cody Rhodes? Because Cody Rhodes is going to WrestleMania regardless who the champion is.
100%.
It doesn't matter who it is. From here up until Mania, anything can happen. You know, it could be KO, it could be Jay, it could be whoever you want it. Who is Cody Rhodes going to face at Mania? That is the biggest question, the biggest concern. Sami, Roman, so I don't know. I don't know. And you guys seen the reaction Sami gets when he's in Canada.
I mean, yeah.
That guy is just off the hook. I'm excited. I can't wait to see it. And again, you know, just... let's see what happens and let us know your opinion, guys. Like, we want to hear from you guys and, you know, interact with you guys and see what you guys are thinking, you know, and we want to hear, and we'll see what you guys come up with as well.
DM us, send us videos, interact with us in some way. Let us know what you guys think is going to happen at the Elimination Chamber. We will try to get back to as many of you guys as we can. And remember to like, comment, share, and subscribe. Become a part of the siblings today. And for those of you that do not know what WWS stands for, I wonder what does WWS stand for?
Wrestling with Siblings. Thank you guys so much and see you guys next time.